Hello and a very good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes. I'm Shailaja Mohapatra. Today is Wednesday, 6th of September, and here are the top things to know before the market opens. The benchmark Sensex and Nifty are likely to open flat, as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicate a flat start for the broader index. The market settled higher for third consecutive session on Tuesday, with the BSE Sensex rising 152 points to 65,780, while the Nifty 50 climbed 46 points to 19,575. On the pivot point calculator, the Nifty may be taking support at 19,539, followed by 19,525. On the flip side, 19,501 can act as the key resistance level, followed by 19,600. US markets. S&P 500 futures were near flat on Tuesday night as Wall Street looked beyond the losing session that marked the start of the holiday-shortened week. Futures tied to the broad index and Dow Jones Industrial Average were little changed. Nasdaq 100 futures shed 0.1%. The moves follow a down session on Wall Street, which was the first of holiday-shortened trading week. The Dow finished close to 200 points or roughly 0.6% lower, while the S&P 500 and Nasdaq composite slipped 0.4% and nearly 0.1% respectively. Part of the downward pressure came from oil prices, which rose after Saudi Arabia and Russia extended their voluntary supply cuts. West Texas Intermediate futures rose more than 1% and briefly broke the $87 per barrel, putting the price at its highest level since November last year. Asian markets. Asia-Pacific markets are also mixed after Saudi Arabia and Russia extended voluntary oil production cuts. In Australia, the S&P ASX 200 lost 0.43% after the country recorded a 2.1% growth in its second quarter gross domestic product, slightly higher than expectations from economists polled by Reuters. Japan's Nikkei rose 0.53%, while the top picks was up 0.54%. Separately, South Korea's KOSPI was down 0.42%, but the KOSDAQ climbed 0.47%. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index slipped 0.54%, extending losses from Tuesday. Jupiter Lifeline Hospitals. Healthcare services provider Jupiter Lifeline Hospitals has mobilized 260 crore rupees via Anchor Book, a part of the qualified institutional buyers, on 5th of September ahead of its IPO opening. As many as 39 investors made an investment in the company via Anchor Book, including marquee names like Government of Singapore, Abu Dhabi Investment Authority, Fidelity Funds, Goldman Sachs, Nomura Funds, HSBC Global, and Florida Retirement System. Domestic investors including SBI Mutual Fund, ICICI Prudential, Motilal Oswal MF, HDFC MF, Axis Mutual Fund, HDFC Life Insurance and SBI Life Insurance Company also participated in the Anchor Book. Jupiter Lifeline Hospitals will be opening its maiden public issue of 1.18 crore equity shares on 6th of September, that's today, with a price band of 695 to 735 rupees per share. The IPO comprises of a fresh issue of shares worth 542 crore rupees by the company and an offer for sale of 44.5 lakh shares worth 327 crore rupees by 10 shareholders including the promoter group. Migration to instantaneous trade settlement. Market regulator Securities and Exchange Board of India is planning to roll out one-hour trade settlements soon. This will be followed by instantaneous settlement, according to SEBI chairperson Madhavi Puri Butch, who was speaking at the Global FinTech Fest 2023. While Butch did not disclose any timeline for the transition to one-hour trade settlements, market sources have indicated that it is likely to be implemented by March 2024. Instantaneous settlement will be implemented 6 to 8 months after that. In January 2023, Indian stock exchanges shifted to a shorter and faster trade plus one or T plus one settlement cycle, marking a significant milestone in capital markets. Prior to that, India was following the T plus two rolling settlement principle. The T plus one settlement rule simply means that all trade-related settlements must be finished within a day or 24 hours. For example, if you are an investor and bought 50 shares on Monday, these should reflect in your DMAT account on Tuesday. Jio Financial Services in focus. Jio Financial Services will be removed from the NSE indices, including the Nifty 50, from 7th of September, the National Stock Exchange said in a press release. If Jio Financial Services hits the price band on 6th of September, that's today, the exclusion will not be deferred any further. Along with Nifty 50, the stock will be excluded from Nifty 100, Nifty 200, Nifty 500, Nifty Energy, Nifty India Manufacturing, and 13 other indices. While BSE indices have already removed Jio Financial Services, MSCI and FTSE continue to include the stock in their indices. Oil prices. Oil prices surged 2% on Tuesday to their highest since November last year after Saudi Arabia and Russia extended their voluntary supply cuts, as we have already discussed earlier. Brent crude futures rose by $2 or about 2.3% to $91.08 a barrel, eclipsing the $91 level for the first time since last November. Meanwhile, US West Texas Intermediate crude rose $2.42 or about 2.8% to $87.97 a barrel, also a 10-month high. Investors had expected Saudi Arabia and Russia to extend voluntary cuts into October, but the 3-month extension till end of this year was unexpected. Both the countries said they would review the supply cuts on a monthly basis and could modify them depending on market conditions. In today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Narendra Solanki, Head Equity Research at Anand Rathi Shares and Stock Brokers. As metal index touches new highs, what has been driving this rally? What are the triggers going ahead and which stocks are best placed? Let's listen in to find out.
Recent new highs in Nifty Metals Index is giving sign of upcoming robust demand. We believe that the shorter monsoon period, recovery in domestic demand, China's production cuts, which could remove excess supplies, and also recent rise in China's steel utilization rates could prove local producers gaining some pricing power. Other factors supporting the metal stocks are hike in steel prices in August due to increasing prices of iron ore and coking coal, and strong pre-election-led infrastructure demand. We believe that this recovery in economic activity, particularly in infrastructure, Make in India policy, China Plus policy, auto industries, space, and ongoing festive season are expected to continue to boost metals demand in medium term. Moreover, hopes of stimulus in China to mitigate property crisis and lower Chinese exports in the second half of the current financial year could support the domestic metals industry. We believe that domestic steel industry is well placed in terms of volume growth led by domestic infra and construction demand. However, being cyclical and linked with global pricing sentiments, a very long-term view is needed to invest and avoid short-term volatility. Among the stocks, we believe Tata Steel should be a good bet on, led by strong volume growth in domestic market and improvement in product mix.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all your business news updates. Have a great trading day and we'll catch you tomorrow at the same time.